joined on the line right now with Patrick Ailey. Patrick is a longtime human rights and political activist. He joins us from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Good evening, Patrick.
Good evening, Aaron.
So what we'll be talking about is recent events that have just happened in Port-au-Prince. We have reports, I guess it's gone out quite a bit now, that the UN was engaged in quite a large attack in Cité Soleil in Port-au-Prince on Friday, December the 22nd. Patrick, can you tell me a little bit about what you know of what happened on December 22nd in Cité Soleil?
Yes, I can tell you that what happened was, in our opinion, a catastrophic event was for the UN forces and maybe some element of the descent and attack Cité Soleil with military means and military force. And of course, everybody could have predicted that this would have caused a lot of what is being called now collateral damages, but it means kids, women, people who have nothing to do with nothing at all being killed by stray bullets. And of course, nobody could have predicted that any kind of military operation in Cité Soleil would have resulted in that kind of collateral damage. It is a very, very bad decision. It is one that was prepared, in a way, by a campaign against the legitimate government, trying to if you want, push it into an all-repressive mood. And the results are terrible, terrible. What is happening is, in our opinion, an attempt at a new coup d'etat, whereas they will not, in fact, you know, kidnap the president, but they will impose on the elected regime an agenda that's the exact opposite of what the people took to the street and took to the polls to impose. And we are hoping that the government will change course and stand with the people rather than bow to the pressure of the traditional elite and the chanceries. You know, it's the same, it's the U.S., it's the French embassy and the Canadians, not the Canadians, I should say the Canadian government, trying to domesticate the new regime. And if that happens, Haiti will suffer more. Because, you see, whenever you have this will to impose on the people and the will to resist, the result is more violence, and we don't need more of that, really.
Mm-hmm. Some reports have compared this most recent massacre to the one that was carried out by MINUSTA, a very well-known massacre on July the 6th, 2005. Of course, back then, the justification on MINUSTA's part was that they were going in to take out a gang leader at the time, Dread Wilmay. Can you talk a bit about what the MINUSTAH justification was for this raid and whether the context has changed?
I must tell you that there has been a new wave of insecurity in Haiti lately. Kidnapping, targeting precisely school children. And the minute we saw that, we understood that it was a wave of purely political kidnapping to set the mood for an all-out repression. And it's interesting that you mentioned Dred Wilme. Since his assassination, instead of things becoming more peaceful, they've gotten worse. And I think this new wave of repression is only going to make things worse. The population in Cité Soleil is completely, you know, adamant because they've seen what has happened. You know, people getting killed miles away from the actual theater of operation because the minister is using millimeter cannons, 50 caliber machine guns, and if anybody knows Cité Soleil, which is a shanty town, it is not the type of this kind of weapons. And people are really, really very, very, very fed up with what has happened.
For a long time now, or certainly since the United Nations has been in Haiti, but more specifically in Cité Soleil, the residents of Cité Soleil have been demanding that MINUSTAH get out. And as far as I understand, the MINUSTAH mandate will be up again for review in a couple months. Do you see MINUSTAH's presence continuing in Haiti for a long time, or do you see the Haitian government and Préval kind of giving in to the will of the residents of Cité Soleil and asking for the UN to leave?
To be frank, I do not see the present government asking for the minister to leave. And of course, you know, if you want to ask for the minister to leave, then you have to take the necessary step to secure the country. And that means, really, to give the Haitian people the means to secure themselves. We have to have in this country a security force that will not be against the people, that will be formed from the people themselves. And that's the only way we will secure this country, you see. The minister, unfortunately, has proven, and recently with that attack on Cité Soleil, that it is no friend of the Haitian people. And we definitely have to get rid of them. And, but, of course, we also have to put our own security in our hands. And we hope the present government, which certainly has the legitimacy, will be bold enough to do that.
Do you see any kind of resolution to these UN attacks that are taking place in terms of the security situation in Haiti? What needs to happen for them to stop?
I think that come early January, if the present government does not very, very resolutely state that it sends with the people that elected them and change the course of the policies it's been waging, I think we're in for a very rough 2007. I'm certainly hoping that this is not what will happen, but if the government does not respond to the people's resolution with a resolution of its own, I think we're in for a very rough time.
And just one last question. As 2006 comes to a close, of course, most importantly with the elections and with the inauguration of René Préval this year, what do you see happening in terms of the current context with the main popular demands of the Haitian people in terms of Aristide coming back to Haiti, in terms of the release of all the political prisoners, in terms of retributions for the crimes committed under the La Tortue government? Where do you see those popular demands going?
I think if these popular demands are not addressed, we're some very rough water. You know, the de facto government has really set a trap for this government in many ways. For example, in firing thousands of people in a country where, as you know, the level of unemployment is very high. But they have also hired a lot of people have not paid, and that the new legitimate government is now stuck with. It's a time to be bold. As the Haitian people were bold in last February, you know, when everybody said that, you know, nothing could be done, and the Haitian people mobilized and snatched victory away from the enemies of democracy. Now it's time for the government to be bold, and they will have to do some serious change of policy in the beginning of the year that comes. Otherwise, we're heading for serious trouble.
I've been on the phone with Patrick Ailly, joining us from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Thank you very much for speaking with us tonight, Patrick.
Hang in there and have a better 2007. Kembila.